You're listening to a podcast by the United Nations Research Institute for Social Development.
Domestic resource mobilization involves finding new ways of extracting resources, whether it's from mineral rents, taxation, or other means, to bring into the public space so that they can be used for development or, in some cases, non-development. It's a very hotly contested area at the moment as the world financial crisis initiated in 2008 continues to roll through the global south into countries like Zimbabwe, and where donor resources for one reason or another might be scarce. So countries are being forced, governments are being forced to look for new sources of revenue, of spending, and are embattled from their own publics about how to spend resources which are raised from them.
Could you tell me about some examples of challenges that Zimbabwe is facing at the moment in terms of increasing the amount of public revenue that it can raise?
Well, of course, one of the big challenges that Zimbabwe faces is the fact that it's coming out of 10 years of severe economic crisis. For 5 years, Zimbabwe was the world's fastest collapsing economy in a peacetime situation, with hyperinflation rates in the late first decade of the 2000s of more than 250 million%. So clearly there is a fiscal crisis, a severe fiscal crisis of the state, but also in tandem with that, a severe crisis of productivity, of industry, in commercial agriculture, and throughout the 2000s in mining, which is only now recovering. So the productivity base, the employment base, standard of living base of poorer communities, the level of poverty, all of these have been effects of this economic meltdown which we've seen rolled out since around 2000.
And last question, what do you expect to come out of this project, and what do you find innovative about this project?
This is a really innovative project because it's rare that researchers tie together in country case studies questions of tax efficiency and resource mobilization, along with linkages to donors and big interests which are at play in how those revenues which are raised are spent. So it's innovative in that regard. Usually one or another dependent variable are being looked at. In this study, there's an intersection of politics, of economics, and of development in a context of post-crisis countries in the south, such as Zimbabwe. In Zimbabwe right now, this project has a lot of potential to speak to the policy debates which are emerging. We have a new constitution in Zimbabwe passed just 6 weeks ago, which promises to give much more oversight, transparency, and public accountability in the way in which revenues are raised, in which they're spent. We have the beginning of a recovery in the economy, which speaks to new opportunities for development and public engagement and state engagement in determining how resources are spent. And we have, in the particular case of this project, our country study, Zimbabwe, a diamond boom. Zimbabwe currently is one of the center points, if you want, of a diamond rush in southern Africa. But diamond policy and minerals policy is very much under contestation and under debate. And the country case study that we're doing here looks directly into the issue of minerals and diamonds and seeks new ways of better mobilizing, making more accountable and transparent the very significant resources which are coming from diamonds. And to, secondly, consider how communities affected by diamond mining and the broader community of Zimbabweans can benefit from these public resources.
Check out our other podcasts available free on the iTunes Store. For more information, go to our website, www.unrhys.org. Thank you for listening.